Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. Welcome to worship at First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, the church where we are always seeking to know God, to love God, and to serve God. You know, whether you're joining us in person or online, you see, last week there were 79 people watching online. It's another whole congregation, isn't it? Either way, we are so glad you're with us. And you've come on a really great day because there is, in addition to a terrific worship service, there's going to be a mission fair going on during coffee hour, and you're going to want to go there because they have 16 different ministries that you could get involved in, or at least you'll know what are the things that we do here to try to help other people. So visit the mission fair people and let them know we appreciate what they're doing. I am Pastor Lynn, your associate pastor. Our worship leaders today are Tom Doan and Bruce Stark. I want to invite you to take the connection card, the little card that was inside of your bulletin, and fill that out and turn it over, because on the back there are every month new activities that you could sign up for just by putting a check there and giving us your contact information. Also, if there is something going on in your life that you would really like to have your brothers and sisters in faith praying with you about, then take one of those prayer cards that's in the pew in front of you. Fill it out, and then you can put the prayer card and also the connection card, put those into the offering plate. If there are any children still with us, you're welcome to stay, but you're also welcome to head downstairs to Sunday school at this time. Now, I do have just a few things to share with you for the good of the whole church. First of all, and this is a real important one, so listen, 2 weeks from today, if you come at 9:30, you will be coming a half hour early, which is okay. We're only going to have one worship service 2 weeks from today on Sunday, May 18th, and we're going to have people from all three of our worship services. So our 9:30, our 11 o'clock, and our 9:15 at Whitmore Lake all will be coming to 10 o'clock instead. So it's lucky for you, the 11 o'clock people are going to have to get up early, so, you know, that's how it works. So what time is worship on May 18th? All right, you are listening. That is great. Okay, and then after worship today, you're invited to stay and learn about all of those things that are going on. Now, this Saturday, May 10th, is our regular day to go down to Detroit and work at Cass Community Social Services. Some of you have tried it. If you haven't tried it, you ought to. It's great for individuals. It's great for families. Cass recommends that kids be at least 10, but, you know, it's a great opportunity to go make a difference for somebody else. The group departs from the Brighton parking lot here, our Brighton campus parking lot, at 8 a.m. You bring your sack lunch with you, and then you get back here about 4 p.m. feeling very satisfied because you did a lot of good things for other people. This Saturday, they especially need some volunteers who are able to lift heavy things. So if you haven't come before and you are strong and healthy, there's stuff for everybody, but for the strong and healthy ones, we really, really need you this time, okay? And then finally, we're having a Red Cross blood drive here at the church on Wednesday afternoon, May 14th, from noon to 6. Click the link on the website to sign up directly. And for those other things, you're going to sign up on the back of the connection card. And if you'd like to volunteer to help on the blood drive, you can do that on our website also. Let's stand together and sing "O Worship the King," number 73.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord of all, we sing your worship and praise. We lift into your hands of those young people who will be confirming their faith today. Guide them in your ways and lift them up through the storms of life. May they feel your presence today and always as their journey with you begins. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. scripture reading this morning is from Matthew 28, 16 to 20, the Great Commission. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but they doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, church. It's delightful to be with you. I'm Lindsay Hall, one of the clergy that serves the congregation, so a warm welcome to those of you who are worshiping for the first time with us, either online here or in person, or if you are with a family member or a guest today, it is great to welcome you to our congregation here. I hope that your spirit is being filled by the music, and your spirit is being filled by the community and the time to worship and praise God together. Oh, I'd invite you to join me in prayer this morning. Oh, good and gracious God, we give you thanks for this day to gather and to praise your name. We give you thanks for this beautiful spring day, for sun shining, for birds singing overhead, for the blossoms and the buds breaking forth, for signs of resurrection and hope and life and new light to come, and your amazing love that calls us and claims us and commissions us to go forth as your hands and your feet and your voice and your presence in this world. Oh, most loving God, may you speak to me and through me, and Lord, may the words of our mouth and may the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight. You, God, who are our rock and our redeemer and the one who calls us your beautiful, beloved children of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, at the 11 o'clock service here in just a little bit, we are going to be celebrating our confirmation students. It has been a great joy to be working with five confirmation students this year. Five have been a part of a confirmation class. Now, if you know teenagers, there's a couple of important things that must happen when you're working with teenagers. There's always got to be food, there's got to be snacks, there's got to be good fellowship time together. And so on Sunday mornings throughout this school year, we started in September, and we gathered downstairs during the 11 o'clock service every other week and gathered, and we always had candy, or always had fruit snacks, or always made sure that they stopped at the hospitality table before heading off to confirmation class. And it was a joy to work with these students. These bright, curious, great question-asking students to go through some curriculum to learn about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, to think about what it is that they believe, to experience the rituals of the church, to go through prayer stations together and worship services together and have opportunities to serve in mission and make Noah lunches and learn about different mission opportunities, and pray and be and grow and learn together. Oh, it's been a really fun year in confirmation class together. And so at the 11 o'clock service, I'd invite you to stay. These five young people will be leading worship and helping us to discover the faith that they have come to know and claim. And on confirmation Sunday, it's a good question for me to ask you, what is it that you believe? What do you believe, and why is it that you believe it? The students have been studying the scriptures. They have been learning about the faith. They have looked at the Lord's Prayer. They have taken Jesus' words to heart. And this morning, we come again to some important words, an important story of Jesus. This morning, we come to a passage, maybe it was new to you this morning, maybe it is a familiar passage for you this morning, but we come to the Gospel of Matthew. It's the very end, chapter 28, and we come and we study these words, and I want you to hear it one more time this morning. Let's hear these words. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Now go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." So what's the context of this scripture? So we come to the end of the Gospel of Matthew. If you've read through the Gospel of Matthew, it's towards the very, very, very end here. And Jesus has died. Jesus has resurrected. And this is a post-Easter story. The disciples had been with Jesus through the breaking of bread and the sharing of cup on the Last Supper on Monday, Thursday. The disciples had betrayed and scattered and fled, and at the time of Jesus then being arrested and being persecuted and experiencing death upon the cross. And then some of the disciples, the women, went to the tomb and discovered that first Easter morning that Jesus had not died, that he had very much come back to life and he had resurrected. And now we find ourselves, after all of those events, Jesus coming and meeting those disciples. There's 11 disciples with them at this point in time. Judas is no longer a part of that band, a part of that flock at that time, but the 11 come to meet Jesus. And did you catch what is going on in this scripture? Did you catch that it said they worshiped him? Now, depending upon the translation you want to pull up, there's a million of them. On one of the translations, it says, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Can you blame them that some doubted? Can it really be Jesus, the risen Christ, in our midst? Can it really be him that we are encountering? Can it really be Jesus? Then the one that we love, the one that we followed, the one was our rabbi and our teacher, can it really be? They worshiped, but some doubted. I don't know about you, but what are your thoughts on having doubt? Is it okay to doubt? Are we supposed to just blindly take everything and just blindly believe it and just go with it, even when we, in our spirits, we have questions? Or is it okay to doubt? What do you think? I grew up in a tradition where it was very much okay, a United Methodist tradition, a United Methodist church, where it was very much okay to doubt and to admit that times that we have those doubts, that we have those curiosities, that we have those wonderings, that we have those things that we go, hold on a second, I need to pause and ponder that just a little bit. But I've come to learn that not everybody was grown up in that same tradition, or maybe not everybody in the room here today or online comes with that experience of faith. So maybe you come from a different upbringing or a different experience. But I think there's something very beautiful in the faith formation experience. When you take things so seriously that you're willing to pause and wonder and question and wrestle and maybe even experience a little bit of doubt, so much so that way the faith becomes your very own, something that you can name and something that you can claim. It's very much like what the confirmation students have done this year. Wrestled and asked questions and come to name and claim the faith for their own, for themselves. Not the faith of their parents or their grandparents, but the faith of their own. And so isn't it refreshing and isn't it wonderful that when we turn to the Gospel of Matthew, we see that they worshiped Jesus and some believed, but some doubted. So if you ever find yourself in a sense of doubt or wondering, know that you are in good company with those disciples. And it's okay. It's okay to have questions. What are your questions today? What are your wonderings of the faith? What are maybe even those doubts that you have? I remember having some doubts when I was going through college. I was beginning to think, I really doubt that women shouldn't be in the church.
as leaders. I'm really, so the concept that women shouldn't be leaders in the church, the clergy, that sin, I was starting to doubt that idea that was out there. And thank goodness we take ideas, we take concepts, we take the faith, and we can wrestle with it and come to name and claim what it is that we believe and why. Oh, that's a great thing for us to think about from the scripture this morning. Second piece I want us to lift up and think about is when Jesus is with the disciples, he gives them what we call the Great Commission. He tells them, therefore go and make disciples of all nations. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations. He continues by saying, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and teaching them everything that I have commanded you. Therefore go. Therefore, go. Therefore, go, church. Therefore, go and get out there. That is the Great Commission. That is the call, not to sit in the pews of our churches and just worship, but to get up and to get out and to go out and take our faith into the world. That Great Commission, that great calling. In the United Methodist Church, our mission is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. And Pastor Lynn sent me an article this week that I have yet to read, but our bishops have also added a visioning statement to what that really looks like. So I look forward to reading that article and learning more. But our mission about what we're all about as disciples, as United Methodists, is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. You can hear that go out and be part to transform the world. Not just making of disciples that stay within the pews, that stay within the sanctuary, that stay within our safe spaces, but we're to get up and we're to go to live our faith in the world. What maybe holds you back from getting up and going? What maybe holds you back from transforming the world? What might God be leading you today to do and to step out on faith to begin living out that great commission more fully? How can you get up and go today? Third thought from the scripture. At the very end, Jesus gives them these comforting words. And I think they're comforting words for us to cling to today as well. He says, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. I am with you always. I am with you always. I am with you always. I am with you always, declares Jesus. I am with you always through the storms of life. I am with you always when you're in that boat and the waves are splashing all around. Jesus experienced that one. I am with you always when you feel like you are being called to step out of that boat and to walk on water and to do a thing that you never saw yourself doing. I am with you always, says Jesus, helping you walk on water and do crazy things like that. I am with you always when you find yourself in situations of life when you're thinking, I literally been called to feed the 5,000, and I just don't know how I'm going to make this work, Lord. Provide for my everyday need. I am with you always when loved ones are sick and hurting. I am with you always when you're experiencing hard decisions of life, when you're caring for family, when you're going through financial hardships, when you are struggling. Jesus says, I am with you always. And I don't know about you, but that is tremendous, fantastic gospel good news for us today, that we don't go this road alone. Jesus gave them the disciples as their companions on the journey, and he gives them the Holy Spirit to guide them and fill them and lead them. And Jesus is with us always. Is there an amen out there? That is good news. On this Confirmation Sunday, the students will have an opportunity to share their confirmation creeds. What on earth is a confirmation creed? I'm so glad you asked. A creed is a statement of belief. This spring, the latter part of our confirmation time together, the students got to think creatively about what is it that I believe about God? What is it that I believe about Jesus? What is it that I believe about the Holy Spirit? What is it that I believe about the church, or what I want the church to be, or what the church means to me? And then putting their pen to page, or probably more likely texting it or typing it, the students got to name and claim their own beliefs. And we have some awesome poets in our congregation, and some really creative writers, and some deep thinkers, and some passionate disciples. And so I hope you're going to stay at 11 o'clock, visit the mission fair, get your goodies, and come on in to worship at 11 o'clock and see what these young people are naming and claiming and exploring for their own faith. And I hope not only the confirmation students will be reminded of this, but I hope you will be reminded of this morning, that it's okay to doubt amongst our moments of faith. They worshiped him, but some doubted. That's okay. And I hope that they and all of us will remember that call, therefore go and make disciples of all nations. Get up and go. Live that great commission. And thirdly, I hope we're going to remember and embrace that last thought. Remember, I am with you when? Always. I am with you always. And that's good news. Let's pray. Oh, most loving and gracious God, I give you thanks for these 5 students who have been on a journey of faith this year. I thank you for Nomar and Cooper and Z and Lily and Myra. And I thank you, God, for this congregation that has walked beside them, helping them to be nurtured and formed in the faith. I thank you for the good moments and the silly moments and the abundance of candy that we always have in student ministry. And I thank you, God, for questions and doubts and wrestling and discovery. And God, I thank you for that reminder that we are to get up and go. And as we go, God, I give you thanks for the reminder that you are with us always. For this is good news. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
And all God's people said, amen. Awesome choir. Thank you so much. Tough act to follow. God is good. All the time. You guys inspire me with that. As we enter a time of prayer this morning, I want to call your attention to two gorgeous prayer quilts that we have. The prayer quilts are for Jerome Bismarck and for Natalie. On your way out of the church, stop at the table, tie a knot, say a prayer, sign the card, and let them know that you're wrapping them in the warmth of our prayers and the warmth of our love and the warmth of the quilt. Quilts weren't there for a couple weeks. I was kind of missing them. I'm glad they're back. Gracious and glorious God, we come before you this morning humble, but anxious and eager to learn all the things that you have in store for us at this time. We know that through you and the Holy Spirit, our lives are touched as they can be touched by no other, to give us peace, to give us hope, and to give us reassurance that you are there for us, helping us, leading us, guiding us to find a better way. We wait in eager anticipation of all the wonderful things we have coming into our lives through you. Slow us down, Lord, so that we may open our ears to that small voice that we miss so many times rushing around in our day-to-day lives. We listen for your word, that we may share that word with others and be with them at their time of need. We open our eyes that we may see all the wonders of the universe that you created for us, that we may experience all that life has to offer and all that you have to give, especially as we enjoy the seasons changing. We open our hearts that we may be there for others that are in need of your love and to do your work so that they may feel your love through us and know that you are there. Lord, we ask your blessings on the confirmands today as they continue their spiritual journey and hope that they know that as they are your disciples, may they help spread your word and your love to others in their lives and help their friends and families become disciples of you as well. Lord, we ask blessings on all those in need of you at this time, those suffering from physical ailments, mental disorders, financial problems, relationship problems, and those that are just out there looking, seeking, wondering, waiting, not sure what their next step might be, not sure where they're headed, and not sure which way to turn. We want to guide them that the next step they take may be blessed by you and to a life full of your blessings. We ask for your blessings on our prayer quilt recipients, Natalie and Jerome, and pray that they may have the strength and endurance to get through their troubled times ahead, and pray that they know that you are there for them from beginning to end, always. We also ask prayers for the people that need you the most, those that don't know yet that they need you. Help us help them find your way to know your love and to know that you are with us every step of the way, always. To know that even when things seem at their worst, we can turn to you and know that you are there, always. We pray for our leaders, Lord, the world leaders, the national, state, and local leaders, that the decisions they make in this world are tempered with your love, guided by your hand, and blessed by your word. Help them to see clear so that the decisions they make today may be the best for all of us. Bless us, Lord, that we may find the best that you have in store for us, and that we can turn that around and do the best that we can to honor and praise you. To love those around us as you show love for us, help us to show the same love to others, working together to make this whole world and to honor you as we do. Now, in this time of silent meditation and prayer, we ask for your ear to hear our concerns and our thoughts, and ask your blessings on our problems, as well as to hear our praises of you for all the glorious things that you have provided for us in our lives. When the disciples asked Jesus, "How should we pray?" he said, "Pray like this," and now we repeat that prayer he taught the disciples, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." And don't forget, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen.
As we come and we gather around this table, you know, this is a table that Christ invites us all to come and receive. The bread that gives life, the cup that gives grace, all are welcome at this space, all are welcome at this table, for it is Christ's table, prepared for us. A place where we can come and gather with our questionings, our wonderings, and our doubts. A place where we can come and be nourished, so that way, therefore, we can go and make disciples and get up. A place where we can be reminded that Jesus is with us always, to the very end of the age. And we come and we remember that on the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to God for it. He broke it, he blessed it, and he gave it to the disciples, telling them to take and to eat, for this is my body, broken for you. Do this, eat this bread, do this in remembrance of me. And we remember that when the supper was over, then Jesus took a cup and again gave thanks to God for it, gave it to the disciples and told them to drink from this, all of you, for this is the blood of a new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you might in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. May they be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, Lord, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at that heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
I would invite our communion servers to come forward at this time. And then in a moment, the ushers are going to invite you to come forward to receive the bread and the cup. We'll invite you to come forward. When you're dismissed, they'll be inviting you from the front to the back. You'll be coming forward through these angled aisles. And as you do, you'll make your way to one of the stations near the piano or on the side here. You'll receive a piece of bread. If you simply just hold out your hands, they'll place it inside of your hands. Then they'll also be able to take a cup. Go ahead and eat the bread and drink the cup. And as you make your way back to your seats, do so by the center aisle. And you can leave your cup in the baskets there, your used cups. Won't you please come forward now as the ushers invite you? All are welcome at Christ's table. And now, as we come to our time of offering, I invite the ushers to come forward. You know, today at our second service, you know that we have five people who will become members of our church as confirmands, and they're going to be promising to share their prayers, their presence, their gifts, their service, and their witness, because that's what we do here as United Methodists. And I invite you, as you're sharing your gifts in the offering plate, to consider sharing also your prayers for those confirmands today. And if you have time, maybe even share your presence by staying back and listening to those amazing creeds that they have written. Or you can catch them online later in the week.
Lord of all the universe, we bring our offerings to you in this small corner of the earth where we strive to do good work in your name. Bless these offerings and use them to build educational opportunities so that your disciples will continue to learn and grow in you. Amen.
Dear church, I hope that you'll stop by the mission fair and find a way to connect and a way to serve, a way to get up and go out into this world to being Jesus' hands and feet. And I pray that as you go, oh, gift for the confirmands later, if you happen to pick up one of these by mistake, just hand it my way. I want to get it from somebody who accidentally picked it up on by mistake. Okay. As we leave this time of worship, then may you go with the blessing of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May you go forth to be Jesus' hands and feet and voice and presence, and know that he is with you always to the end of the age. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.